Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. Good news, bad news. The bad news is that a chunk of this show went unrecorded due to a computer error. But the good news is a lot of it did get recorded, starting at the point where I ask all my guests what the last movie they saw was. So I'm going to try to recreate what you've missed, and then we'll go pick up the show from there. Make sense? I hope so. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Coming to you once again from one of my favorite venues to do this show, when it gets recorded properly, the Variety Playhouse in Atlanta, Georgia. It's Saturday, September 7th, 2019, my girlfriend's birthday. Yay. And I'm sure the name tags are amazing, so I didn't even let them show me the name tags. I was just like, we'll talk about that later. Doug plugs, Tuesday night, September 10th, Doug Loves Movies is back at UCB Franklin in LA. And I'll tell you guys right now, it's going to be a good one. Tomorrow night, we're going to have the director and some of the stars of Between Two Ferns, the movie. But you didn't hear it here from me. Saturday, September 14th, Doug Loves Movies is back at Helium in Portland, Oregon. And then on Sunday, I'm doing stand-up at the same venue. Both of those shows are at 4:20. And tickets are on sale now for 12 Guests of Christmas in New York City on December 1st. For all my dates and deets and links, go to DougLovesMovies.com. I did a dugout to Joe Pettis, who couldn't be here today because he's sick. And then I made some Legionnaire disease jokes that were probably inappropriate because there was a breakout of it recently at a hotel in Atlanta. And you know how I like to bring the local humor. And then I said, from the corrections department, Tom Hanks is also a captain in Forrest Gump. a shrimp boat captain. I could argue that I meant movies where Tom Hanks is a captain all the way through. But also someone said to me he was a captain of all the prison guards in the Green Mile, to which the corrections department says, whatever. Oh, I also mentioned that I co-produced a short that is in a competition in the awesome Austin, Texas Festival, Fantastic Fest. So go to fantasticfest.com/bumper/Polybius. That's spelled P-O-L-Y-B-I-U-S if you want to watch it and possibly vote for it. So all of that happened. I brought out my prizes, which included a book that I got in Colorado about Colorado, a Doug Benson pin from Rockin' Pins, and a t-shirt that Drew Carey gave me that an audience member gave him at Price is Right. It was a real fun story. Sorry you guys missed out on that. And then I brought out the guests. Lucky Yates, Amber Nash, David Dastmalchian, Steve Agee, and Chad Daniels. Crowd went crazy. Amber Nash, of course, you know, as the voice of Pam on Archer. The voice of Dr. Krieger. Lucky Yates is back for his second appearance. I thanked him for bringing Pam, and we discussed how that's pretty much the only reason I invited him back was just to get her there. It was all in good fun. And then another first-timer, David Dastmalchian, whose name is difficult to pronounce, but I got it. He's a great character actor who you've seen in The Dark Knight, Ant-Man, Gotham, and now he's in Atlanta, I should say Fayetteville, shooting a movie that Steve Agee is also in, but neither of them can really talk about it. It's they're not allowed to, they signed non-disclosure agreements, but so that's another thing that I guess you could look it up on IMDb if you want to see which characters they're playing in this movie that I'm not speaking of because they couldn't talk about it. And Chad Daniels, great comedian who's in town performing at the Punchline in Atlanta. Ugh, this is like the beginning of the Marc Maron podcast, isn't it? Too much talking before getting to the meat of it. But it was a really fun show, and I posted, I'll be posting pics and clips. Well, I just made one video clip that was early on in the show, so that'll also fill in part of the puzzle for you because it's, you can see the name tags. And so look for that stuff on Instagram. Oh, and I should say what the guest brought for the prize bag. Lucky brought a hat and some stickers. Amber brought some Archer phone cases, a book that her husband had dropped in the tub. I forget which book it was, so he could tweet me about it, maybe. Dave just signed a $20 bill. Steve Agee brought a werewolf mask that he wears around the house that he's sharing with Dave in Fayetteville to scare Dave's kid. And Chad brought some sort of walking tour guide of somewhere. I don't know. This is why you have to see Doug Loves Movies in person, because you never know when there's going to be a recording failure. All right, now we're all caught up. Let's join the show in progress. I've always wanted to say that expression. I wish it was under better circumstances. Enjoy.
But first, a question that I ask everybody before the games. Start with you, Chad.
Okay.
What was the last movie you saw?
Beverly Hills Cop.
All right, Steve.
Wait!
I'm just kidding. Okay. What did you? What did you think of Beverly Hills Cop?
Well, I loved it growing up. My daughter's 15 now, and one time I was listening to Delirious, and she came out of her room when she was much younger, and she asked me why Donkey was swearing. So I wanted to show her some other movies that Eddie Murphy was in. And that was one, because when they shoot people in Beverly Hills Cop, there's no blood. But in PG movies now, there is blood everywhere. It's weird to me. I know I'm pulling a real fucking dad move on you guys, but it is strange.
And did the movie hold up for you, though? Did she like it?
She did like it, yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was just fine. There are scenes I remember quoting as a boy that made me laugh still.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Gotta love a
Thank chase. You guys so much.
You gotta love a...
Thank you. Appreciate that.
You gotta love a chase scene that's set to the Neutron Dance by the Pointer Sisters. It's kind of an odd choice during a very violent, chaotic chase scene.
My favorite thing is when he gets thrown over the buffet, Victor Maitland's buffet. His stuntman is probably 6'7", 320 pounds, with like more hair. It's just the funniest shit, because you're like, that's for sure not him. Even my daughter said that. Who's that guy?
It's like a medium.
That's supposed to be him.
It's like a medium shot. It's like, yeah. You can see everything, right, and it's exactly. Clearly not Eddie Murphy. It's great.
All right, Steve Agee.
Beverly Hills Cop 2. What are the odds?
Nice.
Day before yesterday, I rented Booksmart. I'd never seen it before, and it's incredible.
So funny.
It's very funny.
Really,
so
really
fast
funny.
So fast-paced, so shot so well. It doesn't look, shoddy or like a dumb comedy. It's just a cool
really
movie.
Really well cast, too.
Yeah, and the music also, the relentless music. It's got a lot of energy.
Yeah.
Well, good for you, Steve.
Thanks.
I'm going to go through and judge each of the movies that you say you saw, okay. Or judge you based on what you say you saw,
okay,
so
good.
Be careful, everybody. No, you have to be honest. The last movie you watched all the way through in any format, Dave?
Two nights ago, Wizard of Gore.
What's
about
that?
About a magician who is...
A Wizard of Gore?
Actually killing the people that he brings up on stage. I couldn't sleep, and I like old schlocky gore horror movies.
Probably because of
found
Steve's
Wizard
clown.
Of Gore. Because yes. Of Steve, yeah. Bark at the Moon. No, it was good. I liked it. It was the effects were pretty, it was like spaghetti-ish looking. It was probably like... 1970, I think the movie came out. The look just straight up like paint that they bought at a hardware store for blood, and it was pretty awesome. I had a good time.
Where did you see, was this
in
like
my
a Netflix thing?
No, on my computer. I found it on. This is terrible. I do this too often. Those YouTube, like someone's uploaded a movie that you probably should have gotten somewhere else, but I went
that
on YouTube.
Sounds like
and
a
I,
movie you couldn't get somewhere else.
You're probably right. Like it's on VHS right now at that. Awesome Saturday matinee shop in Burbank, and that's about it. Like, you can get it on video, but it was good. Yeah.
Oh my God, you're going to be so much better at this game than I am. Watching that stuff.
I don't think I'm going to ask any questions about movies like that. Maybe we'll see. Amber?
Two nights ago, this is going to seem weird, but it's true. I watched TNT Presents Patrick Stewart in A Christmas Carol.
I appreciate your honesty.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great. He's my favorite Scrooge. I'm just getting ready for the holidays early.
There are countless Scrooges to choose from, though.
There are. He is my favorite.
Does Bill Murray count?
No, but...
I think he does.
Yeah, but who was playing the Scrooge in that version when he's, the goose and Bill Murray crashes the stage at the end of Scrooge? Who was actually playing Scrooge?
Was it Jamie Farr?
Jamie Farr. No, Jamie Farr was the, like, a narrator, but it was... Dick Cavett? No, it was... who was it? Come on, guys. Help me here. Yeah. Who?
He's saying Buddy Hackett.
It was Buddy Hackett. Yes, it was Buddy Hackett.
Good job.
Oh, a beautiful goose. Oh, right. Buddy Hackett's leaning. He flips the coin, and then Bill Murray catches it in midair. That's a great moment. Yeah. So, no, Bill Murray does not count.
Okay, Dave, as we head into the game portion of the show, don't ask the audience to tell you the answer.
Thank you, sir.
Because they will. Oh, okay, Lucky, you're
yeah,
up.
I finally watched that Aquaman movie.
Oh.
But with the Jason Momoa.
Is it good?
No. No, it's not.
Is he looking good, though?
No, yeah, he's beautiful. Great. He's a beautiful man. I think they really leaned into that.
Great.
Because there's not much else going on. A lot of dumb shit goes on in that movie. But he looks damn good doing it.
He's a fish.
He's a man and
a
fish.
Sexy fish.
Yeah. Yeah. He's all of it. He's the ocean.
Did you hear what he got paid?
No.
Scale.
Oh. Ah.
Oh, you shit.
Did it. You really did it.
Oh, shit. Oh.
We should end.
Let me just give myself a point. So dumb. But thank you all for watching movies. Keep it up. If movies lose their popularity, this show is fucked. And now's when I say, turn it off, Bert. Let the games begin! Oh, we got name tags. Right here in Five Point City.
Oh, boy.
With a capital N and then an A and then an M-E-T-A-G-S. Oh. Yeah, you can. You go out into the crowd if you like.
Oh,
or just
yeah?
Summon
oh,
someone to bring
man.
One to
just
you. Like,
one?
Point
what's going on in the
give
back
me.
There?
Bring it.
Oh,
I see
man.
Somebody just yeah. waving their arm and looking at a dark...
Yeah, and just put your microphones down during this part because we're going to go to a commercial break anyway. We'll be right back.
Today's show is brought to you in part by White Castle. This year marks the 15th anniversary of Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle, and there's a reason they made a movie about two men defying great odds to get some White Castle sliders. They really are that crave-worthy with a dash. White Castle sliders from the grocery have the same one-of-a-kind taste that White Castle has been serving in their restaurants for years. From their unique signature buns to their 100% beef patties, which are cooked on a bed of steam grilled onions. These sliders come in a variety of flavors that are made to be enjoyed. Craving something spicy? The jalapeno cheese sliders are sure to give your day that tasty kick it needs. Or if you're hungry for something a little more traditional, their cheese sliders are the perfect choice. White Castle, always been a legendary name in my world because I heard about it for years before I got to try it on a visit to the East Coast. But now they are available everywhere, either at the castle or the grocery store. You can satisfy your crave anytime with White Castle. Go to whitecastle.com/DLM to get $1 off the purchase of any 4 or 6 pack White Castle sliders. Today's show is also brought to you in part by our pals at Comedy Central. This just in, Comedy Central has renewed Anthony Jeselnik's podcast for another season. Anthony Jeselnik is a famous comedian and TV star. Greg Rosenthal works as an analyst for the NFL Network. They have been best friends for 20 years, and now they have a podcast where the only goal seems to be getting fired each and every week. Listen in as Anthony and Greg make fun of current events, their producer, and each other. I've known Anthony for a while. He, I'm proud to say, was an opening act for me for I don't know how long of a period of time, but the crowd sometimes didn't care for his edgy style, but it always cracked me up, and I'm so happy to see that he's doing great. And I'm looking forward to his Comedy Central TV show, Friendly Chat. Just kidding, it's called Good Talk. But subscribe to the Jeselnik and Rosenthal Vanity Project to find out what happens and what they say each week about what's going on in the world. That's the Jeselnik and Rosenthal Vanity Project podcast. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car.
That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, we're back. We did it. Congratulations, everybody. This is a relatively calm name tag selection process. Lucky, wow, two of the guests are wearing the name tags on their person. We'll start with you, Lucky. What do you got on there?
I got a giant Simpsons donut with my face on it, and it says Mandy.
What's that? What does it say?
It says Mandy. The Simpsons Mandy.
Okay.
Say wallet on mic. I am playing for Andy.
Okay, cool.
Up. I read all the handwritten things on my donut.
Apparently you did.
That's pretty cool.
Well, who you got, Amber?
I got the Shawshank Redemption 25th anniversary. I just gotta say, this is a very sleek poster. Well made. Well done.
That is nice. It's got Chad Daniels' face on it. And Chad didn't pick it. Interesting.
Huh. My face isn't on there,
Doug.
And I picked it.
Okay, what do you got, Dave?
The craftsmanship on this poster is really well achieved. I'm a big fan of the original, which inspired it, but I love this as well because it says Doug Benson has a good ham on his shoulders. There's a good photo of John Hamm. And another one on his desk, and it is Re-Air-Animator.
Air-Animator. Nice.
It's pretty great. Good work, good work.
What do you got, Steve?
Well, I'm wearing a hat that I can't like really look anywhere, but I think it was a cool looking hat, but also this Caddyshack, which I just saw my face.
Oh, Chaddyshack.
Chaddyshack.
His name's Chad.
And
on the bottom it says, we're all gonna get laid. And I'm the gopher, and it looks like I'm just fucking that golf ball.
Do I read what's on the back of here?
No, what's on the back of there? Let me see.
Say the word on mic.
We stopped doing the shithead thing a long time ago because we're trying to be more positive. Well, this is another person trying to get you to say the word for billfold. All right, what do you got, Chad?
I have a Anaconda, and it says, if you can't breathe, you can't smoke, and then there's a bunch of edibles taped to it. There's also four glow sticks, safety pins.
What's that about?
To the corners, I don't know.
That is the safest giant snake poster I've ever seen. And the snake is enjoying a big fatty as well.
Sure.
So it's very, very themed, that poster. It's a fun movie to watch when you're high. Hey, where'd this come from?
That's mine. I went to get it when I was looking for posters.
Oh, so we're sharing this table?
Nope. I guess not. As you bring me my drink. Okay.
Yeah, if you need me to, I'll just bring it back and forth.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to play some games. Find a winner.
I'm just still so impressed over these name tags. There's so much creativity here.
Yeah. My so people impressed. Just wrote on a pool floaty with a marker.
They did source a picture of your head, though.
They did.
It's almost life-size.
It's really got a man with two heads kind of look to it. Oh, there you go. Yeah, cover your actual face with that. I like it.
Great.
Unnerving.
Let's do this.
Normally, I don't like people fucking around with their phones during the show, but somebody take a picture of that. Please. All right. This first game we're going to play is happening because the last time I was here in Atlanta last summer, I went to see Taylor Swift over at the fill in a corporate name arena. And so, of course, I am here thinking about that. And so let's play Swift Justice. Taylor Swift has a lot of songs on a lot of albums, and some of them have titles that are also the title of a movie. So I'm going to read the IMDb description of a movie, and all of you on stage participants only, get to guess as often as you like while I say the description, and the first person to get it right wins. And if I get through the whole description and nobody's guessed it, I'll give some extra clues.
Okay.
Until somebody arrives at the title of a movie and a Taylor Swift song. Are you ready for it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is one of her songs. Here we go. Special Agent Derek Van...
Beverly Hills Cop.
Shake It Off.
...is...
It's the only song I know.
He is out to get the man who killed his partner.
That narrows it down.
She doesn't have a song called Turner and Hooch, does she?
Special Agent Derek Van is out to get the man who killed his partner, but a case of mistaken identity...
Too many mans.
I know, it's not a well-written description, but case of mistaken identity...
One in a million with Richard Grieco.
No, but I love it.
Oh.
I love that guess. It leads him to Andy Fidler, a salesman with too many questions and a knack of getting in Van's way. What the hell movie is that?
And it's a Taylor Swift song?
Can I tell you that the title of this song, the song and the movie, was actually in that description. The title was in...
What?
The In the Way.
What's that?
In the Way?
No.
Just guessing.
I know, that's smart. Listen to you guessing while nobody else guesses. That's the way to play. What is it?
Vengeance, something with vengeance.
Murdered.
Murder.
They killed my partner.
Partner.
Is that a Taylor Swift song?
Dead partner.
Partner.
My dead partner, my blue heaven, my dead partner.
Awkward salesman.
Derek Van. Did she write a song named Derek Van?
Van Man.
Get in my Derek Van, man. And we're gonna fuck like people can. And Turner and Toot Hooch. Oh, fuck it.
Special Agent Derek Van is out to get the man who killed his partner.
Special Agent. I'm just gonna keep guessing all the
it's
words.
It's in that sentence.
Out to get a man.
Nope. Don't say it to the audience.
Special agent.
Get a man.
Partner.
What?
Special agent.
Special partner.
No.
My
No. Here, I'll do even less of that sentence.
Van partner.
Derek Van.
We're bad at this.
Derek Van is out to get the man who killed his partner.
The man.
Out to get.
The man is correct. It's called The Man. Taylor has a song on her new album called The Man, and The Man stars Samuel Jackson as the title character, and that Fiddler guy was played by the great Eugene Levy. It sounded like he's dead the way I said that, but he's fine.
I think I'd be better at this game if you described what Taylor wrote the song about.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't about it just any man. It was about the man.
The man, okay.
The man. All right, so that means that Amber won that game. Congratulations, Amber.
Thanks.
See, it's like it's difficult and not difficult at the same time.
I don't know. I think it's difficult.
Pretty hard.
Difficult.
It was pretty hard.
Pretty hard.
I had you pick between seven words. This next game is called How Long Is It?
Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, see, people love this one.
Uh-oh.
Because it's really difficult. But as long as you can make a guess, you have a shot at this. This is the price of right of Doug Loves Movies games.
$20.
2 hours, 17 minutes.
I'll name a thing. And then each of you, and this will go in order, I'll call on you. We'll start with Amber, and I'll call on you when I want you to answer. when I want you to bid, if you will, because I'm going to say a thing, and then you each have to guess how long it is.
Great. Great.
I'm in.
The thing is, Arby's meats. No, it's... How long, and again, Amber's going to give us the first guess. How long is the combined running time of the films featuring Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan?
Wow. Okay.
So you have to discern how many movies you think they were in. You might not want to say it out loud.
Okay.
And then together, it has to be just the two. Other people can be in the movie.
Okay.
But it's movies that have both of them. And it's not really a trick question, but... and then you have to name in minutes how long you think those films...
Or, that's the hardest part.
Down to the minute, but you could do, hours. Because hours have minutes in them.
Wow. 7 hours and...
We have already got an audience member agreeing.
And 12 minutes.
Okay. 7 hours.
Thank you. Nice
12 minutes. All right, let's go to Lucky. What do you think, Lucky?
I'm going to go 14 hours, 17 minutes.
Wow.
That's totally a wrong answer. I'm screwing over these donut people.
14 hours and 18 minutes.
Wait, why are you screwing people over?
I honestly don't know how many films those two are in together.
Well, it sounds like you're thinking around 10.
Can I change my answer?
Yes.
6 hours, 59 minutes.
Okay.
Interesting.
So almost 7 hours.
I'm going to go with that one lady in the audience that went, yeah, when Amber said seven.
It's against the rules, but it happened. Chad.
Are we...
You took off the hat that was pointing to yourself. I would have, called on you if you had that hat on. But it is Chad's turn.
I'm going to go with 8 hours and 2 minutes.
Okay.
Why are you laughing like that? Did you hear that laugh? She goes, ha, 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 ha.
That's what happens, confident. Is people make noises that sort of steer you guys away. But we'll see.
If I'm right, you're going to eat shit, lady. I hope it's eight, exactly. Hey, Doug, throw 14 seconds on there, too. It's on. You and I. It is on.
Can you imagine throwing... Because you can't... it's you got to get it right without going over. Can you imagine if the seconds put you over? Okay, Chad, you're saying 8 hours, 2 minutes, and 15 seconds. 14? Apologies. Thank God we fixed that. That would have been embarrassing.
God damn it, your fans are all over it. Just like, 14, Doug, Jesus.
Well, I think what happens is I'm always yelling at the audience to not yell out, but when they can just tell me that I'm factually wrong, that's when they get their shots in. Check this out, David. See, some people started yelling out that it's Steve. Like, they will tell me if I fuck up the order even. So we're back to Steve. Steve?
37 minutes.
Oh. I like the way you play, Steve.
No, don't write that down. Don't write that down.
No take backs.
5 hours and 30 minutes.
I really like that answer. 5 hours, 30 minutes. How close are these together? Okay, six. Wait, what did Lucky say?
Like 14 hours.
Yeah, I did. I'm going to go with my original answer of 14 hours.
Wait, which one? Oh. Oh, yeah. 6:59. I accidentally wrote it under David's name. Apologies for that, David. All right, so Steve's going with what?
5 hours, 30 minutes.
5 hours, 30 minutes. That's interesting, because that's how long this episode's going to be.
So the gas guy came out to our house in Fayetteville. Craziest thing.
One thing leads to another, and I have a roach clip.
I come downstairs.
That would have been something to bring for the prize bag.
No way. Are you fucking kidding me? It's taking me like 6 years to
like
find
you can't
one.
Just leave the gas on and get somebody else to come out and then talk about how much you love their wand.
They might not be as cool.
Hey, gas man, I'm going to be Harry Potter for Halloween. Can I have your wand?
Wand. Wand.
It's retractable, right?
It is.
The best wands are. All right, David, you got a lot of guesses here to contend with.
5 hours and 29 minutes.
But you can't go over, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you shit guess.
You gave yourself a 1 minute window.
The closest. I thought it was the closest.
Without going over.
Well, you 5 hours and 19 minutes.
No. He changed it, you guys.
5 hours and 19
He's
minutes.
He's going 5 hours and 19. Mm-hmm.
This is a good game.
Let's recap.
I heard supportive laughter. Thank you for that.
David says 5 hours, 19 minutes. Steve says 5 hours, 30 minutes. Lucky says 6 hours, 59 minutes. Some of us call that 7 hours. Close enough. But Amber said 7 hours and 12 minutes. And that's all of them, right? Okay. Yeah.
Can you tell us how many movies they did together first?
Oh, yes, I will.
Sweet.
They were in Sleepless in Seattle. That right. started the whole crazy uh-huh. mess. 1 hour, 45 minutes.
Oh, boy.
Long running time
Long
for a rom-com.
Long for a rom-com, yeah. Yes. Exactly. But get this. They were in You've Got Mail.
Yeah.
1 hour, 59 minutes.
No way.
Shit.
And the third and only other...
I hope it was 3 hours
Hanks
long.
Ryan joint is a motion picture called Joe versus
yeah,
the Volcano.
Volcano.
Right.
Easily the best of those three.
Yeah. It's a great movie.
Love that movie. It's really... It's such an odd movie and so great. Okay, so that means that the total... It's 5 hours, 26 minutes. David said 5 hours, 19 minutes. Only 7 minutes off.
Nicely done.
You fucking yes, yes. idiot. I was only 4 minutes over.
Thanks, guys.
Brilliant.
It warmed my heart. Thank
Dave,
you.
Dave, I'd like to present you with the opportunity to eat a donut. Or to chuck it into the crowd. Whichever you prefer. They're messy as fuck, so just try to really hit some hands with
Go
it.
Go for the bleachers.
Don't hit somebody that doesn't want it. Oh, underhand. I like it. I like it. Oh!
Dave.
Look at that nice man. That nice man in the front row brought paper towels.
Oh my God. This guy thought of everything.
Nice man.
The bottom of that box is so soggy.
My hand is a little wet.
You're like that guy, there's that one character in the Muppets that's he's got that weird little mustache and he has an act where he throws fish around.
That's New Zealand.
Crazy yeah. Harry. Crazy Harry.
Yeah.
And his boomerang fish act.
He's like that guy. Remember in Great Muppet Caper when they're like, how are we gonna break into this place? And he goes, I brought some paper towels. Okay, so at the end of two rounds, nobody's in the lead, but David gets to go first in our final game of the day, the determining game of the day. Whoever wins this one is the winner. That's how winning works. So David, you get to go first in a game we call Last Man Stanton. This is a game where it helps to know a lot of credits of famous actors and actresses. Mm. I'm going to go to the audience for a pre-selected person from the crowd who reached out to me on Twitter and said, I've got a great suggestion, and paper towels. And we'll see what they have to say, and we'll see if we like it or not. I like to play along in this game, and the idea is we take turns saying movies that that person was in. If you can't think of one, you're out, but you can go to your lifeline once, either to help you with a title you're having trouble with or to just suggest a title that they've come up with on their own. But only one time can you do that. And if your lifeline fails you, you can phone a celebrity. But we all have to agree whether or not that person's a celebrity. And you also have to get them to actually answer their phone. It'll probably go straight to voicemail. I didn't bring
it. Seems a little lopsided with this panel for that one, but that's fine.
Oh, you were on the one.
Christ.
Chad's already traumatized by this because he was on with Greg Fitzsimmons, who called Nick Swartzen, Bob Saget, Norm MacDonald. He's like calling everybody in his phone. Who do you got, Chad?
Off.
Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters?
No.
Don't worry about it. Just do so great at the game, it won't matter.
Okay, Doug.
Our first pre-selected individual is someone who goes by A-L-E-V-E-R-I-A, Alaveria. Did I pronounce that right?
Yep.
Alaveria?
Yep.
And is that your first name?
No, it's a gaming thing.
It's a gaming thing. Yeah. Okay, Alaveria. Sounds like lotion with Alaveria. What do you do for a living, Alaveria person? You do back-end podcast stuff?
I post it.
You post it. That's the most fun part of the gig. Just being the person that just puts it out there.
I thought she meant she did podcasts about butt stuff.
That she does that too.
I was interested.
It sounded like that to me. I'm just saying.
I thought they were all about parallel parking.
Oh, dear.
Which is what I'm going to say instead of butt sex from now on. Who wants to parallel park?
Who's into parallel park?
Beep, beep, beep. Well, now I'm backing in, so we're back to her. Alaveria, what's your suggestion for today for our game? We already mentioned him?
Yeah, Eugene Levy.
Eugene Levy.
Ooh. Oh, man.
Wow, okay. He is great, and there are definitely some keys to Eugene Levy titles that if you unlock them, you can come up with a few.
Annie.
But, wait, what's happening? You're going to your lifeline already?
I'm yelling
at my lifeline. It's a little too early to do that.
To get her shit together.
Oh, okay. Get your shit together. Annie. Annie, are you okay? Okay, so thank you very much.
I'm still mad at you for the scale joke.
If she had responded with, hey, or anything, she was quiet, so I was checking to see if she was okay.
Fair
and
enough.
It just worked out great. Are you okay, Annie? Are you okay? A little something for the people who come to see the show live. All right. I'm going to get a second name. We're not going to just do Eugene Levy I'd love to do Eugene Levy all by himself. In a private room.
Get in line.
There's another person.
Back-end podcast.
There's another person stuck their neck out or their Twitter handle out to me and said, I've got a suggestion. Where is Sam_Hudson2?
Here.
Where are you at, dude?
Private.
You're not him, lady. And where are you at again? Can I see? Oh, there you are. Okay, cool. Nobody picked your name tag, did they?
No.
You had a good one. Yeah. I saw it. I saw it on the internet today. Okay, so what's your suggestion? You know, someone with a little bit more, you know, known. I mean, Eugene Levy's been in a million things, but you know what I mean? Let's do somebody a little bit more like, they're always the star of movies they're in. What are you thinking?
I have Ethan Hawke.
Ethan Hawke. I don't know. I think the combo of Ethan Hawke and Eugene Levy could be okay.
Wow.
The audience is not down with that.
Neither are the guests.
I don't know if I could really crank out one.
Oh, Anne Margaret.
I mean,
I'm in for that one. I'm in for an Anne Margaret jam.
All right, there was. Let's get. This will be fun. I'm sorry. Why do you keep yelling out? Yeah. Why are you yelling that out? I'm not asking you what you're yelling out. I'm saying why are you doing it. Yeah, if I want another one, I'll ask somebody for one and they'll politely answer. Well, that's another one they don't like either, right? Susan Sarandon?
I just like what's happening right now.
I liked her first answer too, and I said, why'd you do that? I'm on vacation! I'm so quiet normally. But when I go vacation, it's shouting all the time. I'm sorry to ask this, but where are you from?
I live here.
You live here? Okay, shut up. It's called staycation now, what
oh
you're doing.
Oh my God, it's Susan Sarandon.
Oh shit. Oh, I would die so happy if an actor or actress came to the show and yelled out their own name.
She's here to talk about Jill Stein.
That'd be a real treat. Now, I was going to say that there was somebody else who wrote to me on Twitter that was really fired up, said they had like several good suggestions, but now I didn't write it down because I thought these first two would kill it. Does anybody, can you admit you're that person? Raise your hand if you tweeted at me and said, I've got a suggestion for today. Did you? Did you, dude?
I did.
You wrote to me?
I didn't say I had a bunch, but yeah.
Oh, you didn't say you had a bunch, but you do have one. What's your name? What's your Twitter name?
S
what? S Spirits
podcast.
So what kind of spirits are S Spirits?
Southern folklore and alcohol.
Southern folklore and alcohol. Spirits. S Spirits. Oh, so Southern Spirits. Okay.
Booze.
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 Alcohol. Okay, so what's your suggestion? Are you drunk now? Are you on Southern Spirits right now? Okay, what's your suggestion?
Brendan Fraser.
Brendan Fraser, the great Brendan Fraser.
That's a good one.
Now we got ourselves a shooting match. Okay, but let's narrow it down a little bit, because those three names, that's ridiculous. So let's go. Raise your hand if...
if you pass.
Wait, for all three of these actors, you can't think of any movies?
I'm
good.
Yeah, that's all you need is some.
Yeah. Wait, get rid of Ethan Hawke and we're gold.
Which are we doing? Ethan Hawke, Brendan Fraser, and Eugene Levy.
Yeah.
And Susan Sarandon.
No, Susan Sarandon.
Okay.
No.
We'll see about
Thelma
that,
or Louise.
We'll see about that.
Because I'm not clear which one she was. Don't yell it out.
Dead Man Walking.
Don't want to know. She was in that, yes. we're not using her name. All right. We got those three names. Yes, Chad?
Do we have to tell you what actor we think is in the movie? Can we just
just say a movie?
Just shotgun this motherfucker and see what it hits?
I mean, I could tell you right now, none of them are in JFK.
Oh, I know.
If that helps you at all.
Okay.
Because that's probably got the biggest cast of anything ever.
Not as many as Shortcuts.
Oh. Shortcuts had more famous people in it, you think? Okay.
The Longest Day had a lot of people, but that's going way back.
Yeah, it is.
A Few Good Men had
way,
a lot
way
of
back, but there's a lot of people in that movie.
I'll design a game that's where we try to figure out what movie has more people in it, and I'll get back to you with that. But for today, we'll start with you, Dave, right? You won the last game. We're going to switch the order around. So which way were we going before? We were going, so it'll go Dave, Steve, Chad, me, Lucky, Amber. Good luck.
Wow.
Thanks.
You can do this, Amber.
Wow. You got it.
All right. Dave, start us off. And no audience guesses, please.
Splash.
Brilliant.
Nice. Eugene Levy.
Well,
Steve.
There goes my fucking one movie. American Pie.
Yes. See what's going on there? Chad?
Annie.
Well, you're going to Annie?
I'm just kidding.
Jesus.
Gattaca.
Gattaca, Ethan Hawke.
Good one.
That's a Hawke. Yeah. Oh, for Ethan Hawke, I'll do Boyhood.
Nice.
Waiting for Guffman. Waiting for Guffman.
Lucky says Waiting for Guffman. That's another, that also unlocks some stuff. Amber?
A Mighty Wind.
See what's happening? Dave?
Armed and Dangerous.
Oh, that's an interesting one. Steve?
American Pie 2. Still fucking pies. American Pie 2, a la mode. I don't know. American Pie 2.
Chad?
Gross. Encino Man.
Oh, yes.
Good one.
Oh, shit. This is how we're going to do it? If you're going to say Encino Man, that forces me to say Dudley Do-Right.
Oh. I'll see your Dudley Do-Right with a George of the Jungle.
Yeah, you will.
Okay, I'll see your George of the Jungle with College Ties.
What?
Hang on. I got this. Oh. Amber, what's the actual title?
Oh, it's not College Ties? School Ties.
Yes. Dave.
For your consideration.
Mm-hmm.
Airheads.
Yes. Yeah! That's another one with DeFrage, the Lone Rangers, yes. For a second, I thought you were yelling out an answer, but I'm pretty sure none of these people were in Lone Ranger. Chad?
I'm going to go with Singles.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean, oh, okay? That's a great fucking answer, Doug.
I just don't, off the top of my head, know which one of those people was in Singles.
All of them.
What?
I wish.
I don't think any of them were.
I just say that shit with confidence.
A little early.
Yeah, that's
early
why I was like, oh, okay. Okay, so does that mean you gotta go to your lifeline?
No, because I thought Ethan Hawke was in Singles.
No, he's not. That was Matt Dillon. You're thinking of Matt Dillon.
I was.
But Ethan Hawke played a similar character in another.
What about, isn't he like a guy that was, they thought he could shoot people, but then he couldn't, and...
Do you want to go to your lifeline?
Is it Magnificent Seven?
What?
Yes. Is he in that? He's in that, right?
No,
he's
in that, so right? I guess I have to say yes.
He's in that.
Yeah, okay. Please don't. You don't have to say yes or no or anything, you know, you don't have to say anything. I wish one of these people was in Say Anything. That would have been a great... But they're not in Singles or Say Anything. You were thinking of Reality Bites.
That's 100% what I was thinking.
Yeah. And that's my answer. Lucky?
I'm going to go with The Mummy.
Oh, Amber!
Best in Show.
Okay. Dave?
Before Sunrise.
Oh, okay. That's another tricky one. Steve?
American Pie 3.
Oh, shit.
Still fucking... Oh, is there a title to that?
That's...
Oh, no, I won't say that. I'll say American Wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know the title.
Good move, good move. Well, we'll see if anybody does. Chad?
The Mummy 2.
Yeah. That's true. That was the correct answer.
Yeah. That's a great guess.
Yeah. Sometimes I don't know if the answers are right or not because this is still my training day.
Oh, man. I'm gonna throw to my lifeline right
okay,
now.
Okay, we're going to Lucky's lifeline. Only Lucky's lifeline. What do you got?
The Mummy 3.
That wasn't even from my person.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good, because that person's dumb. What is she saying?
I don't know that that's true at all. Is that true?
She's just taking a guess? What is it?
Yeah, the Bourne identity is what she's throwing at me.
I don't think so.
I don't think that that's true at all.
I love how you're taking notes, though. That's interesting. Jotting down various ideas. Why'd you have to bring a notepad? You could just write on the paper towels. This guy loves paper products. All right, so Lucky, do you want to call somebody?
I want to call John Benjamin.
H. Yes!
John Benjamin right now.
He's got the meats for burgers.
Hold on. This is Vamp. He got a Vamp for a second.
I love it. Do you think he'll pick up?
No.
I'm so excited. I've always wanted to get him on this show. And so if we could just get his voice. Oh, this is great. Does he have a funny outgoing?
I don't know.
Not answering.
Probably. Like, why the fuck is Lucky calling me?
Please leave your message for.
I love when he does that voice.
I'm hanging up on him. John, you've disappointed Atlanta, Georgia today.
Pick up your phone. All right, I'm done.
All right, but thank you for playing. Amber,
sorry.
You got something?
I don't. I think I'm going to have to go to my lifeline.
Let's go to your lifeline.
Okay.
Serendipity. He says serendipity.
Serendipity.
Correct.
Who's in that?
Eugene Levy is the guy that works in the Thai store.
Nice.
And John Cusack threatens
well
to beat
done.
Him up if he doesn't help him.
Sweet.
Yeah, he really needed to find Kate Beckinsale real bad. That's one of those movies, Serendipity, where when I watch it, it feels like a dream I never want to have, where you spend the entire time trying to find something, and it's extremely frustrating. That's what that movie should be. He should wake up at the end.
Mm.
Anyway, good job.
Thanks.
Dave.
Before Sunset.
Yeah, I can't keep those goddamn movies straight.
Yeah, I know.
Steve?
The Kids in the Hall, Brain Candy.
Ooh,
very. Nice. Who's in that?
Brendan Fraser.
Oh, okay. There's a nice cameo in there. Good deal.
I'm gonna think out loud here.
Okay.
There is a movie where Brendan Fraser, his father, Christopher Walken, makes him go down into.
Yes. I don't know what it's called. Let me think, please. God damn it.
People love to help. You can do it!
Gross. What is it called?
Come on, man. You got this.
It's called... Fuck.
Fuck the movie.
I don't think I'm going to get it, so I'm going to have to go to Annie.
Okay, let's go to the lifeline. What do you got? Anything, Annie?
Blast from the Past.
Was that it?
The Bunker movie, yeah.
Great, thank you. I would have never gotten it.
Yeah. Alicia Silverstone goes down in that bunker.
Yeah. He had stock in, like, Apple and shit. I remember the movie, I just don't remember names.
Yeah, that's fair. Oh, my turn.
Mm-hmm.
Wish there was another movie you were trying to think of that I could just say now. That's what I would have said for that one. Oh, here's a good one. He was in a movie called, I think it's called The American, Brendan Fraser. Okay, good, we got confirmation. Back to you, Amber.
Back to me. Oh, man, I have nothing.
Okay.
And I don't have my phone with me.
Well, that's how this works. You shouldn't be able to look it up on your phone.
No, I mean, I can't call anybody.
Oh, I see. You want to call from Lucky's number and see who also won't talk to him?
Yeah.
Aisha, my...
Yeah, I'll call Aisha Tyler and see if she'll answer. Those are the only people we know. Lucky and I don't get cast in other projects.
This is exciting. I miss Brendan Fraser. Calling Aisha Tyler, current host of Whose Line Is It Anyway? No way she's gonna pick up.
Amber and I aren't actually on Archer, you guys.
Your call is in.
She's probably throwing her phone into a river.
Oh, yeah. She would have answered if it was my phone.
That's probably true.
Is your phone in the green room?
Yeah, should I go get it?
Yeah, go get it.
She's gonna be like, why are they both calling me? There must be an emergency.
We'll just call her later.
She'll be like, what's going on?
The Purge.
Oh, yes, the first Purge.
Wasn't that Ethan Hawke?
Was Ethan Hawke.
No kidding.
Yeah, he's the guy that created the security system for his house, and then the people come and want in. Steve?
I think I have to use my lifeline.
Okay. What do you got, dude?
Bedazzled.
Very nice. Done.
I'm going to go with The Purge 2, Keep Killing Them.
No, he dipped after the first Purge.
What an asshole.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to have to call.
You had a good game, though.
I'm going to have to... I can't call?
You
I
used
call?
Your lifeline successfully, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay, great. I was just kidding. I don't have a celebrity
but
in my
now,
phone anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say, who are you going to ring up?
David. Tommy.
He, I don't think he has David's number. That'd be interesting play to call somebody else on the panel. Oh, here she comes. Amber's got her phone.
Can I call somebody else?
Well, I mean, who are you thinking about? Because we were all excited about Aisha Tyler.
I was thinking this person might actually answer. Is Colin Mockery. I have his number.
Okay. Let's get Colin on the phone.
Okay,
and you know what to ask him?
If there's a movie that nobody knows of that one of these three people is in.
That's a good way to set it up. I like it.
So it's Ethan Hawke, Brendan Fraser, and
Eugene Levy.
Here we go. Why isn't it ringing? It's not ringing.
Uh oh.
Come on. It's because I have to call Canada.
Is it on speaker?
Fake number.
I think so. Hello?
Here we go. We're just learning how to work phones. Come on, Colin.
The Whose Line Is It Anyway cast is so stuck up.
He's making a mockery of this whole game.
Ah, you did it.
Hi, I'm not available.
No. Oh, man.
He's unavailable, but thank you for trying. That would have been fun.
Yeah.
That's sort of what happens is people just try and don't get through to anybody.
Yeah.
So, Chad, you're done?
Yeah, I think I have to be. I don't know anymore.
Steve's out too, right?
No.
I'm in it. I'm in like Flint.
Yeah?
In like the Flint.
Because Chad was just going. How'd I get to Chad? Did I skip you?
Well, I did my lifeline while she went and got
okay,
her phone.
Okay, and then Chad's then, out, and now it's my turn.
It's your turn.
The man.
What?
Eugene Levy co-stars with Sam Jackson in The Man.
Good.
I saved it for a while, hoping one of you would remember that. Back to you, Dave.
Really?
Yeah, those two are out.
Mascots.
Oh, okay. Good job.
Thank you. Thank you for being proud of me.
TV
thank
show.
You.
It was a movie that premiered on Netflix.
It's a movie. Who's it counts.
Which they, make, they make
Eugene
movies.
Levy.
Eugene Levy?
Yep.
Steve?
I think I have to go to the phone.
What, didn't your lifeline help you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, I can't phone a friend.
Who do you want to call?
Sarah Silverman. She might answer.
Yeah, let's see if you can get her.
Okay.
It's all about who you're going to call. I don't want to waste time if you're not calling somebody awesome.
All right, here we go.
Vanellope von Schweetz.
Gil Scott-Heron is apparently her outgoing message. Whitey on the moon.
Yeah,
okay.
This is Whitey on the moon over and over again.
Yeah, yeah. I guess I'm out.
I just got a text from Colin that I can call him back.
If yeah, let's call him.
Okay. He's like, what, now? Why? Okay, here we go.
What time zone's he in?
Same as ours. Oh, okay. We're on our. Here we go. Okay. It takes a minute for some.
Why does it take so long?
Because it's a Samsung.
I'm never going to get sponsors on this show.
Hello?
Hello?
Is this Colin Mockery?
It is.
Yeah!
Do I wait for
Colin,
I'm on the podcast in front of a ton of people in Atlanta on Doug Loves Movies, and we are trying to come up with a movie. You're my lifeline. No other famous people would answer their phone for any of us. So you're our last hope. A movie that Ethan Hawke or Eugene Levy or Brendan Fraser is in that isn't the first 20 that come to mind.
You want a movie with Ethan Hawke
or
Eugene Levy?
Yes, or
Encino Man?
Encino Man's already been guessed.
All right.
Yeah, you gotta get pretty obscure.
Oh, what was the Cannibals one that Eugene did?
Oh. It's about cannibals?
Splash? We done Splash?
We did Splash.
You tell him he can look it up if he's got a computer handy.
You can look it up if you've got a computer handy. He's in a car.
You know, I just sit around waiting for people to call. Oh, I'm trying to think of the one. Okay, what was Eugene Levy's first movie? It was Cannibal. Ivan Reitman directed it.
Okay.
Cannibal Cheerleaders? No.
Cannibal Cheerleaders. Ivan Reitman directed it. Shit.
Cannibal Holocaust?
Cannibal's Holocaust?
No. Okay, hang on. I know I have this.
He's improvising all of this, you guys.
How you doing, by the way?
Great. It's good to talk to you. I was just with Colin in Canada for 2 weeks, so he's pretty sick of me.
Oh, I'm in Florida.
Oh, nice. How's the weather?
I've lost 5 pounds just talking to you.
Yeah, just the sweating alone.
Okay. It is Eugene Levy
okay.
In Cannibal Girls.
Cannibal Girls! Well done, Colin. You just saved the day. Colin.
Thanks, Colin.
Colin.
All right, Dave.
Cannibal Girls.
Amber's back in.
Thinking of cannibals, dead things, the Dead Poets Society.
Oh, oh wow.
Wow. Surprised me didn't think of that one.
I forgot about young Ethan Hawke, and that's why I'm going to say Explorers. Amber?
Oh, I got nothing.
Okay. Dave, you got one more?
What's it called? The Shadow Box?
What's
Ethan
that?
Ethan Hawke? Can anybody look that up? The horror film? Horror film?
Regardless of what the Shadow answer Box. Is, you're our winner. Dave did it, everybody.
I was all excited to try and call Judy Greer and have her not answer when I called.
Come get your stuff. Is Aaron? Aaron won the stuff? Aaron Animator? Come on up, dude. There you go. Congratulations, Aaron. Just leave it right there for you. God, that head on a stick right there really
tripped
me out.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that. Put the mask on.
Fuck.
Hey,
oh, Aaron. He put the mask on. Yay!
Hey.
That would have scared the shit out of a five-year-old.
I think... There's so much great context about that mask that we didn't fill in the story earlier when I came downstairs and Steve was sitting there smoking pot with the guy from the gas company, with the guy with the gas company wearing that mask, while my son ran screaming to my wife, who found him a good therapist.
My wife. Lucky Yates, promote yourself. What do you got to plug?
Come out and see us at Dad's Garage Theater all week long. We just opened a new show out there called The Wrath of Khan 2. It's like Dragon Con, the play. Come on out.
Yeah, as season 11 of Archer will premiere sometime next year.
Yes.
Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
It was awesome. And Dave?
Hi, guys. Oxford Comics here in Atlanta. Anybody know that awesome shop? I'll be there signing the new comic book that I wrote called Count Crowley, Reluctant Midnight Monster Hunter on Saturday, October the 29th. So please come and see me and buy my comic book.
I love it. And it's David Dastmalchian.
Yes.
Dastmalchian, if you want to look him up on the social medias. Is that your handle on that?
Just Dastmalchian, I think, is what it is. At Dastmalchian.
Cool. Yeah.
At me.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it was a pleasure. Congrats on winning your first time out. Yeah.
Shucks.
You're a real Ethan Hawke fan.
It's downhill from here, right, Lucky?
Yeah.
Didn't you win last year?
No.
You could have said you did.
Yes.
Steve Agee, what's going on, man?
Not a lot. I may be in a, may or may not be in a large budget movie that comes out in a year and a half to 2 years. So that's what I got to.
That's cool.
Stay tuned.
King Wolf.
Chad Daniels.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm going to be telling dumb stories in Cleveland September 12th through 14th. And I have a new special on Amazon Prime called Dad Chaniels, if you want to check it out.
Thank you so much. I will be returning to the Comedy Zone in Charlotte, North Carolina with Doug Lowe's Movies on Saturday, September 28th at 4:20. And thank you to the Variety Playhouse, always a great place to do this show. To all of you for coming out. And to Lucky Yates, Amber Nash, Dave Mastel, Steve Agee, Chad Daniels. As always, positive energy. Thanks again to White Castle. Wouldn't it be amazing if you could make your favorite restaurant sliders at home? Well, problem meets solution. White Castle sliders are available at the grocery store. Made with 100% beef patties steamed on a bed of grilled onions, they have the same one-of-a-kind taste White Castle has been serving in their restaurants for years. My friend Jeff Tate loves it. Pick up some sliders from the grocery store and make it a slider night. Go to whitecastle.com/DLM to get $1 off the purchase of any 4 or 6 pack White Castle sliders.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in